After years of wrangling, island-wide curbside recycling will be rolled out with the support of all the parishes. Initially, it's a two-year scheme with collections on your usual bin nights. Jerry Tattersall is the constable of St Martin's.
I know of a number of people who say, no, I'm going to continue to use the bring bags. OK, their choice. I know of other people who adopt this, I'm not going to recycle, I pay my rates, why should I? And there's quite a few of them about. But as from March, they've got two choices. They either put everything in a black sack or simply put it in two or three sacks. It's not a big deal. It's not asking too much. So I think recycling rates will go up a lot.
Binman Clint Blondell had just finished his rounds in St Andrews this morning when we spoke to him.
We've had a few meetings with the constables as well. On paper, everything looks good, but we sort of try to overcome any foreseen problems as what can be done at the moment. But it's all trial and error, because we haven't done it over here before. We'll be going around twice rather than once in a night. Apart from the odd lane or the odd clay, which only got a few houses, we'll be able to take the rubbish, the recyclables out, save disturbing those people twice in a night.
The notable exceptions from the scheme at this stage are glass and food waste, and the Public Services Minister, Deputy Paul Luxon, explains why.
Food won't be collected until we've built the Invessel composter, the kit that will actually sort of process it to create compost for our fields. That's going to be about 2 years away. So it's not that we're not going to collect it, it's just that we're not ready to collect it yet. And glass, we absolutely want to, but we've listened to the Duzanes and they've said, do we want glass bouncing around 3 o'clock in the morning, disturbing people? And if glass breaks, it can contaminate, because of the shards of glass, can contaminate the other recyclers, and then we don't receive as much money for when we send them off for processing, and then we have to charge more. So we're going to try see if glass will work or not, but we just don't know yet.
For the next 2 years, it won't cost the ratepayers a thing, with the £2.4 million cost being funded by PSD, using money from increased waste charges at the tip. Sandy rang to say she can't wait for this to start, and it'll make a big difference.
I live in a house with no outdoor area to put things whatsoever, so my dustbin stays in my house. I'm a pensioner with no transport, but luckily I live about 10 minutes walk from Sowry Corner, and downstairs at the moment I've got 6 bags of where I separate my recycling, which is fine. I'm not unhappy doing that, but when it comes to taking it down to the recycling, it means at least 2 trips.
And Jeff is also for curbside recycling.
There's apparently 21% of people out there who are in some way disabled. Now, many of those can't take their recyclables to the bring bank. So that will encourage more people to put out their recyclables, and for them, with them being collected, it's so much easier for anybody who has got mobility problems.